In my lesson today, I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the book of 1 Samuel, and I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the New Testament, the book of Mark, and I'm going to be talking on the subject of friends. Don't we all need friends? Everybody at one time or another will need a friend, someone that can help you when things are not going well in your life. In 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, we find David here. He's on the run. There's only one friend that he can depend on totally. His name is Jonathan. David and Jonathan were friends one to another. David had been dependent upon Jonathan in order to survive. For David, life was a daily struggle just to survive. The hunter was now being hunted. David was being stalked by a wild man, an angry man, an offended man, a jealous man. He was jealous and angry and demonic. This man was not only angry and had murder in his heart, he also had money and the manpower to get the job done. The Bible says that David escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brothers and all of his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And listen to what it says in the next verse. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. David went to that cave alone, but he soon found out that he was not the only one that was having problems in life. There were others distressed as well as he. There were others that was discontented as well as he. There were others that were in debt. They too was on the run. David discovered that he was not the only one that was facing objects in life that he could not overcome alone. David discovered that there were others just like him, everyday people, working people that were stressed, in debt, discontented. Maybe you can identify with these 400 plus men, including David. Maybe you can identify with the stress they were going through. Maybe you can identify with the debt that they had incurred. And maybe you can identify with the discontentment that was in their heart. Most of us have had days of distress, days of indebtedness, days of discontentment. But they came to David and made him a captain over them. And now I want to read from the book of Mark, the 2nd chapter. I began reading with verse 14. The Bible tells us that as Jesus passed by, he saw Levi. Levi, of course, being Matthew, sitting at the seat of custom. And he said to him, "Follow me." And the Bible says that Levi/Matthew arose and followed him. And then the Bible tells us that Matthew made him a great feast in his own house. The Bible says that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus, for there were many, and they followed him. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.